KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Several upsets and a record 4 overtime games highlighted second round play at the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament yesterday. Number 12 seed Harvard got 11 points from Siani Chambers, including 5 straight in the final 2 minutes in a 61-57 upset of 5th seeded Cincinnati. Wesley Saunders had 12 points for the 27-4 Crimson, who didn't trail after the opening minutes of the game. Harvard becomes the first Ivy League school with NCAA tourney wins in consecutive years since Princeton did it in 1983 and 84. In another 12-5 upset, the North Dakota State Bison upset Oklahoma 80-75 in overtime in the West region. It's the first ever NCAA tournament victory for the Bison from Fargo. Lawrence Alexander hit a three-pointer with 11 seconds left to force overtime, and freshman Carlin Dupree scored 4 points in the final 75 seconds to help seal it. V. Sanford scored on a layup with 3.8 seconds left, lifting 11th-seeded Dayton to a 60-59 win over 6th-seeded Ohio State in Buffalo. Sanford finished with 10 points, while Dyshawn Pierre led the 24-10 Flyers with 12 points in a matchup of Ohio schools that are separated by about 75 miles. The Buckeyes had one last chance to pull out the victory, but Aaron Kraft's driving 10-footer hit off the backboard and rolled off the rim as the buzzer sounded. Elsewhere in second-round tourney games yesterday, Florida, the top overall seed, got a tougher-than-expected test from 16th-seeded Albany before getting by the pesky Great Danes 67-55 in the South region. Michigan State got off to a fast start by beating 13th-seed Delaware 93-78 in the East region. Adrian Payne exploded with a career-best 41 points for the 4th-seeded Spartans. He set an NCAA tournament record by making all 17 of his free throws. Defending national champion Louisville was all out to win its opener against upset-minded Manhattan as Luke Hancock launched a couple of huge three-pointers in the final 2 minutes to give the Cardinals a 71-64 win over the gutty Jaspers. Ben Brust had 17 points, and Wisconsin devastated American with a 22-5 run to close the first half, posting a 75-35 rout. The second-seeded Badgers trailed by 7 points early in the game but recovered and made it easy. Guard Trevor Cooney scored 18 points, and backcourt mate Tyler Ennis added 16 as Syracuse dumped Western Michigan 77-53. Talib Zana scored 16 of his 18 points in the opening half, helping Pittsburgh build a 28-point lead on their way to a 77-48 rout of Colorado. Oregon held BYU to 33% shooting and running away from the Cougars 87-68 in the West region. Connecticut, the 7th seed in the East, needed overtime to beat 10th seeded St. Joseph's 89-81. St. Louis, the 5th seed in the Midwest, survived a scare from 11th seeded North Carolina State before ousting the Wolfpack 83-80 in overtime. Glenn Robinson III had 14 points. Jordan Morgan had 10 points and 10 rebounds, and the second-seeded Michigan Wolverines started their quest for a second straight trip to the Final Four by beating 15th-seeded Wofford 57-40. Texas, the 7th seed in the Midwest, nipped Arizona State 87-85 on Cameron Ridley's buzzer-beating layup. Ridley had 17 points and 12 rebounds. Villanova, the 2nd seed in the East, ran away from Milwaukee 73-53. And in the 4th overtime game of the day, 4th seeded San Diego State won a West Regional second-round game as they beat New Mexico State 73-69. Iowa State will open up their NCAA tournament action tonight in San Antonio against North Carolina Central. The 26-7 Cyclones are the 3rd seed in the East region, and Coach Fred Hoiberg believes a tough regular season schedule has them prepared.
I think our schedule has definitely helped us for what's upcoming. You know, not only our non-conference, but obviously just what we've gone through here really in these last couple of weeks to play a very hot Oklahoma State team and then go into the Big 12 tournament and play 3 excellent teams. All 3 played different styles. So everything we've done to this point is the goal to help you play your best basketball at this time of year. And hopefully we build off what we did in the tournament here last week and go out and play well.
Hoiberg says the schedule has them prepared for a variety of styles. Now, the Cyclones are coming off the championship at the Big 12 tournament, but Hoiberg doesn't feel they're in store for a letdown.
They're focused. I'm not worried about that at all. There's not going to be a hangover after this last weekend. Our guys will go out and play well.
ISU senior Melvin Edgem feels the Cyclones are poised for a good run.
When you look at our games that we've had, I think that we've been exposed to so many different types of play. We've been exposed to so many different types of talents, coaching styles, and we're going to be, you know, very equipped on dealing with you know whatever this team brings towards us.
Edgem says the Cyclones are pretty confident right now.
I think when you win your tournament, when you play as well as we did and fight adversity as well as we did, and you build confidence, there's definitely some momentum, and we're going to just try to keep on bring that with us and roll it on to the tournament.
And senior guard DeAndre Kane says the Cyclones are not looking past the Eagles.
You never want to overlook a team, no matter where they're coming from, mid-major or high major. Every team got players. They made the tournament, so they got to be able to play, and they're a good team, so we got to come with our A game.
North Carolina Central is 28-5, and the Eagles have won 20 straight games, and they won the Mideastern regular season and tournament titles. Now, that Iowa State-North Carolina Central game will possibly be one of the very last games to get started tonight. It'll be the last of four games in San Antonio today. That's scheduled to go at about 8:50 tonight, give or take, depending upon how long the earlier game in the evening takes. Now, San Antonio is the place to be if you're from the upper Midwest today, because there's a whole lot of local going on down there. The day starts with Nebraska facing off against Baylor at 11:40 this morning in the West region at San Antonio. Baylor the 6th seed, Nebraska an 11th seed entering the tournament. After that game finishes up, it'll be number 3-seeded Creighton facing off against Louisiana Lafayette. The Ragin' Cajuns are the 14th seed. The Blue Jays hoping to make a deep run into the tournament. That's also a West Region game set to go at about 2:10 this afternoon. Both the Nebraska and Creighton games will be shown on True TV today. Then the evening session in San Antonio has North Carolina facing Providence. The Friars are the 11th seed. The Tar Heels are the number 6 seed, and they're led by their point guard Marcus Page, who's a Cedar Rapids native. That's in the East region. Then the final game of the night, also in the East region, will be on TNT as Iowa State battles North Carolina Central. Other games on the schedule for today include in Raleigh, North Carolina, number 3 Duke facing Mercer at 11:15 this morning. That's a Midwest region game. That'll be followed by Massachusetts and Tennessee in the other Midwest regional game there. Also later on tonight, Memphis will play George Washington in the East region, and Virginia, the top seed in the East, will play Coastal Carolina in the final game at Raleigh. In the St. Louis area today, at St. Louis, it'll be New Mexico facing Stanford in a South region game to start the day. That'll be followed by second seed Kansas playing Eastern Kentucky, also in the South regional. Then St. Louis will host a couple of Midwest regional games tonight as top seeded Wichita State will play Cal Poly, followed by Kentucky and Kansas State in the last game of the evening. And then at San Diego today, top-seeded Arizona will play Weber State in a West regional game this afternoon to get the day started in San Diego. That'll be followed by Oklahoma State and Gonzaga. Then tonight, a couple of South region games in San Diego have Virginia Commonwealth playing Stephen F. Austin, followed by UCLA and Tulsa. Also, college basketball news. Wake Forest has announced that Jeff Bizdelic has resigned as its basketball coach. The 61-year-old coach says in a statement issued by the school that he was stepping down because there needs to be a positive environment for the players to realize their potential. Bizdelic was 51-76 in four mostly disappointing seasons with a 17-51 record in Atlantic Coast Conference play. In the NBA last night, it was Oklahoma City beating Cleveland 102-95. Houston outscored Minnesota 129-106. Portland over Washington 116-103. And Golden State nipped Milwaukee 115-110. In the National Hockey League, Philadelphia over Dallas 4-2. New Jersey in overtime 4-3 over Minnesota. Columbus beat Montreal 3-2. Detroit over Pittsburgh in overtime 5-4. Tampa Bay beat Ottawa 5-4. Buffalo over Edmonton 3-1. Phoenix winner over Florida 2-1. San Jose 3-2 over Anaheim and Los Angeles in a shootout, a 2-1 winner over Washington. In the NFL, safety Charles Woodson has agreed to a one-year deal to remain with the Oakland Raiders. Woodson returned to his original NFL team last season after spending the previous 7 years with Green Bay. The 37-year-old started all 16 games with one interception, two sacks, three passes defended, three forced fumbles, and two fumble recoveries. The Houston Texans have signed veteran free agent quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. The 9-year NFL veteran started 9 games for the Titans last season, throwing for 2,454 yards and 14 touchdowns. He has 85 games and 77 starts in his career. Arizona's agreed to a 1-year contract with free agent cornerback Antonio Cromartie. The 3-time Pro Bowl selection spent the past 4 seasons with the New York Jets. The Atlanta Falcons have agreed to terms with return specialist Devin Hester. The 31-year-old is a 3-time Pro Bowler who last year tied an NFL record with his 19th scoring return in 8 seasons with the Chicago Bears. Hester has scored on 13 punt returns, 5 kickoff returns, and off a missed field goal. He led the NFL in kickoff return yards and total return yards last season. In baseball news, Cincinnati pitcher Aroldis Chapman underwent a 2.5-hour operation to repair a broken bone above his left eye, but has no other serious injuries. The Reds closer was hit in the face by a wicked line drive in a spring training game on Wednesday. Team doctor Tim Kremchek says Chapman could be playing again in 6 to 8 weeks. He called the Cuban fireballer a very lucky guy. Detroit's Jose Iglesias will be out 4 to 6 months because of stress fractures in both of his legs. The Tigers' shortstop was examined by a specialist on Tuesday and is scheduled to be reevaluated in 4 months. Atlanta Braves pitcher Brandon Beechey will have a ligament replacement surgery in his right elbow for the second time today. He's expected to miss the entire season. New York Yankees center fielder Jacoby Ellsbury was sent for an MRI of his ailing right calf yesterday. It was negative. Ellsbury hasn't played since March 14th. The Los Angeles Angels and the Chicago Cubs included a pair of huge names in a minor league trade. The Angels dealt first baseman Matt Socha. He's the son of manager Mike Socha of the Angels. And the Cubs, they sent the Gretzky kid out. The Cubs sent Trevor Gretzky, an outfielder, to the Dodgers. He's the son of Hockey Hall of Famer Wayne Gretzky. And in golf news, Masters champion Adam Scott shot a course record tying 10-under par 62 at Bay Hill to grab the lead after the first round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. That round was the lowest in 30 years at Bay Hill. Scott made 2 eagle putts and had 3 birdie putts longer than 20 feet during that round. The 33-year-old Australian has a 3-shot lead coming into the second round over Ryu Ishikawa and John Merrick. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.